was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Talk Radio for the North State. 7:05 in the morning, May the 3rd. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And we're chatting also on the chat line at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, you're looking, what are you looking at today, Bad Bob? You start kind of a peckish, just a slightly peckish, but you're looking great.
Well, good morning. I don't know about that, but good morning.
Good morning. Are you having a good day? What are you doing this weekend?
Working.
What are you doing this weekend?
Yard work. Joys of home ownership.
Do you have like four sentence answers? instead of this, Commander Kirk, yes, okay, Spock, change your name to just Spock. No.
May I make my phone call, sir?
Yeah, okay. But see, you know, you're generally a very affable kind of guy here. But who is joining me today as my guest co-host? Susan Eastman.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl.
Now, you've heard Susan Eastman's voice before. And because she is one of our Wells Fargo advisors. But she stopped in one day with coffee and said, you know, this looks like a lot of fun. And I said, come on in. So Susan, who thought she was probably going to come in like for 30 minutes, is now stuck with me for 2 hours.
We'll see how it goes.
You're going to be great. And I tell you what, you know what? Our guest co-hosts always start off with the weather.
Right. You ready for me?
I'm ready for the weather. You're bleeding into that.
Currently, the temperature in Redding is 60 degrees. Today, we're going to have a sunny day with a high near 92, northeast winds 6 to 11 miles per hour. So we are going to have a very nice day.
And it's going to be a great weekend, and the wind's going down. So, and now, as we do every Monday through Friday morning, we're going to go to our market minute with our Wells Fargo advisor, in this case, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Susan. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 150 points at 14,982. The S&P 500 adding 17 points at 1614, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 41 points at 3381. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 127 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 14 cents at 12.32, AIG adding $1.63 at 43.75, and Advanced Micro Devices up 16 cents at 3.57. Of local interest, PG&E up 13 cents at 47.36, Costco's up $1.02 at 109.71, while North Valley Bank is down 37 cents at $17.01. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.71%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.22%. Oil's up $1.24 a barrel at $95.23. And precious metals are higher with gold up $2.82 an ounce at $14.69.79, while silver's up 22 cents an ounce at $24.01. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. You got a question about what's going on Wall Street, the volatility there. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are. And, in fact, we have one of the Wells Fargo Advisors here with us today, Susan Eastman. Susan. What's going on with the stock market there?
Well, today we have a better jobs report. We have unemployment at 7.5%, and right after the announcement at 5:30 this morning, the Dow futures poised up just like that. We're at a record high, going towards 15,000.
And what's
a day-to-day headlines.
How high has it been? I mean, is this the highest?
This is the highest.
15,000?
It's a record high.
Well, now, what is that a measure of when we say that? I mean, is that a fair answer? Now, this is for everybody. Is there some questions I can't answer?
15,000 what?
Yeah, it's 15,000, yeah, what? When you say the stock market is at 15.
It's the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right. It's 15,000. That is a priced number of stocks,
uh-huh.
And it indicates an overall positive environment for stocks.
Okay. Well, you know, there's...
And earnings have been positive. More companies have been reporting more positive earnings than negative earnings.
Okay.
And that leads to confidence. And there were a lot of people on the sidelines after 08, and money is coming back in,
so now
even though it's at a high.
So now they're ready to invest again.
Right.
Okay, now there's questions we're going to ask that Susan can't answer because it would be close to like giving advice. And you by the rules of your company cannot give advice. You can just give general background.
No tax, no legal advice, no stock tips of the day, just general conversation.
Okay, put your notepad away there, Bad Bob. I don't guess we're going to get a tip today.
You can come in the office and get real advice.
Okay, all right. Hey,
specific advice.
We'll be right back. Our guest co-host is Susan Eastman. Today, we're going to have our Haven Humane Dog of the Week that we're Pet of the Week. We're going to be giving away or introducing to you, and then of course, then we've got Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be with us later on this morning. Got a lot of questions for the Congressman. We got a lot of things going today, so we'll be right back. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman. It is Free Fire Radio, 7:11 in the morning. 60 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day. We'll be right back.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman is my guest co-host today, and it's 7:15 in the morning, 60 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, great coffee or cold drinks when it's getting a little warmer, and of course the finest walk-in humidor in the state. A Tobacco and Brew will meet or beat any price when it comes to tobacco in this town, and veterans always get discounts, and everybody's always treated so well there at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. If it's Friday, it must be Spencer. And if it's Spencer, and this is the pity party month.
It is the pity party month.
We've got a, you've got this pit bull who is laying down on our studio floor.
Very relaxed.
Very relaxed. And, I mean, I have not seen a dog this relaxed in a while. Just thud.
And you know, the great thing about Sydney is her name. She's 3 years old. For the majority of the time, this is actually her personality. She is always this calm, unless you got a toy in your hand. If you want to play tug-of-war with her, she will drag you all over trying to play tug-of-war with you. Other than that, though, she's just calm. She walks great on a leash, loves attention. Just a great all-around dog.
The first thing I always do when I go up to pit bulls is, throw myself on my back so I know that they see I'm not. No, I go up to them and I put my hand out. And every pit bull you've brought, and especially this one, they want to lick the skin off my hand. They're just licking. They're looking up at me those eyes are really affectionate, nice eyes.
Absolutely. And like you did just state, you know, she is a licker. So the only thing you'd really have to worry about with her is if she was, you know, trying to lick you to death.
She was leaning too.
Yes, oh, yeah, she is a leaner. Yes, so you got to be careful. You'll be petting her, and before you know it, you're supporting her whole body. If you move your leg too quickly, she might fall right over.
She's laying on the floor right now, and Bad Bob is teasing her, and so she's going to get up over there, and she's licking the hair off his leg. Okay, tell us about where did Sydney come from?
Well, Sydney actually came into us as a stray. We've had her now for about a month, and unfortunately her owners have never came looking for her, which amazes me. Someone has spent a lot of time with her. She, like I said, she walks great on a leash. She doesn't pull at all. She'll walk right next to you. She knows sit. She appears to be housebroken. She's just a great, great dog. Her only flaw is that she does not like other animals that well, so she would need to be placed in a home where she would be the only animal, which means no other dogs, no cats. She could be okay around cattle and livestock, but we just don't know with that. But we do know that she would do best without cats
about
and other
people?
Dogs. People, any person over the age of 8, she'd do great with.
Yeah, so, and you've had that a couple of times, and you grade them if they're kids over the age of 8, because mainly when you get kids under that, it's difficult.
It is, and it's not that the dog knows the difference between an 8-year-old and a 7-year-old. It's that the child knows more as to what's okay and how to approach the animal and what behavior is acceptable. You know, an 8-year-old knows that it's not okay to come up and pull the dog's tail, as to where a younger child might not know that yet, you know, and the dog would only just react, you know, appropriately. It's like if someone came up and pulled your ear, you'd turn around and say, hey, you know, and a dog might do the same exact thing. So.
Okay. All right. So this is Sydney. She's a 3-year-old.
She's a 3-year-old blue brindle pit bull mix. Just great, great dog.
From what we've seen, she appears to be a friendly little dog.
She is, and she is part of our pity party special, which means that her adoption is only $20 to adopt. That means she's already been fixed. She's vaccinated, heartworm tested, dewormed. She has a flea treatment on her. Everything medically done.
Do you trust Sydney?
Absolutely. I would have Sydney around my 2-year-old son, and I wouldn't have any problems with it, even though she's rated for 8 and older. But my child has been around kids his whole life, so he knows what's appropriate to do and what's not.
Okay, and that's a big thing is, you know, when we talk about that, is how much do you trust them? Yeah. So you'd bring Sydney into your house.
Absolutely, yes.
How about, Regis.
Regis, he was another great guy. Of course I'd bring him. You know, if my landlord would let me, I'd love it.
Regis got adopted too.
Regis
right?
did get adopted, yes.
Okay, now this dog right here is just a beautiful dog, and it's quiet. Like I said, it's laying down again. And, will it bark if there's people coming around?
I actually haven't heard her bark at all, so I don't know. At least she hasn't displayed that characteristic at our shelter. Mm-hmm. Once she gets in a home environment and knows that that's her area, I'm sure that she will want to bark and alert, you know, to let you know that it is her area.
Hey, Bob, why don't you jump on Sydney and roll around with it, see what her reaction is. Okay, Bob's saying no. Okay, hey, Spencer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now, how do people get a hold of you?
They can come down to the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you can give us a call at 241-1653.
We're still trying to find a home for
CJ.
CJ, the dog with the three legs. It is Absolutely. Just an adorable dog. And, you know, what a great dog this would be to help people. You know, what do they call a service dog?
Absolutely.
This could be a great service dog.
He is, and he's still young enough to where he could do all of the training and still be a great dog.
And he gets around, so don't worry because he's just got three legs. Dog gets around like any other dog.
We also, there's one more thing I'd like to get out there too.
Sure.
This Saturday, we're having a Cinco de Cato Day.
That's right.
Which means that all of our cat adoptions are going to be half price. So whether it's a kitten or an adult, it doesn't matter. They're all going to be half price. So if you're looking for a cat, now's the time. Come visit us down there at the shelter tomorrow from 11 to 5, and we'll send you home with a cat at half price.
There you go. You can get a pitty, you can get a pit bull, and a cat at the same time.
Absolutely.
And you pitty can, and a kitty.
Pitty and a kitty. That's a good one right there. I like that.
You can have a pitty and a kitty. Yeah, take that home. Hey, hon, look, that's what we have. Pitty and a kitty. All right. Oh, hey, thank you so much. And thanks to Haven Humane for being
here. Absolutely.
Thanks for
having us.
You bet. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman and, Bad Bob. We're going to take a quick break, and we've got some things I want to talk about here on the, Second Amendment. Also, it looks like maybe we've got another 9,500 of our closest friends coming out of the prisons back to us. We'll be back in a second.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
A few extra minutes for family time, cheering your son's baseball team to victory, beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, 7:25 in the morning. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's getting hot out there. They'll come out and check your system, make sure that it's all ready to go for the summer to keep you cool. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. That's Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. They do great work out at Alliance. We've been at our house and they've been out Bad Bob's house. Another 9,500 felons could be released by the state because they've got to meet this number. If not, they could hold Governor Brown in contempt. Would that mean they put him in jail? I don't think so. Anyway, but that means another 9,500 plus more people are being released or being brought back from other states. Now they're talking about shortening the sentences of our felon friends so they can come back sooner. Or again, you know, our jails are still filled. Our jails are still playing Russian roulette with who we release. Those are jails throughout the state. And this is not a surprise. The only thing that can make this even better is if AB 5, the Homeless Bill of Rights, passes, where now the homeless have the rights that they can sleep on the sidewalks as long as they don't, you know, interfere with people walking by. They can go into the parks. They can't be moved if their stuff's taken. They've got to be replaced or they can sue. The 24-hour-a-day bathrooms, the guaranteed housing at some part. You know, I mean, this just goes on and on and on and on and on. I don't, you know, frankly think that bill is going to pass. I can't imagine it passing, that they would do that and the chaos it would bring. However, we've got enough on our plate with the AB 109 and the and the people coming here, the felons coming back here. Right now, we finally got the office open that takes a look at the 100 worst. But what about everybody else? The one thing about the crime has, which shot up through the roof, has seemed to have leveled off. It's still a little bit higher, but it still seems to be, you know, we're still on the rise out there. We still have things happening. We still have, break-ins. We still have people, you know, if you leave your car open, if you've got anything in it, just, you know, wave goodbye because it won't be there. And everybody, I mean, you are not protected on these. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Well, you know what? I just see more criminals coming out and the AB 105. And even though I hope the reason it got out of committee, Terry, frankly, is that they could vote and kill this bill. I cannot believe that the Democrats down there would want to pass this bill and the impact it would have on our state.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because all this stuff that they're trying to pass off, California being too big, and Monday night, we're going to talk about the state of Jefferson. I was hoping maybe Maurice Johansson, that'd be someone maybe who would like to come and attend that. I know he's certainly for that. But we need to do something about this state. And even though the state of Jefferson to some people might be a pipe dream in 1941, it almost came to fruition. And, man, you know, we've got to do something. The state's just too big. It's just too big. We need to do something.
Well, you know, I don't even know if the state's too big. And, I mean, you know, I guess you could say too big, but it's too different.
Yeah, I guess that's what I meant.
It's not bigness, it's difference. And the difference to how people feel. I mean, it's tremendously different. And then you hear these things, well, you know, oh, why would you want to be away from Southern California? That's where all the money comes from. We're a bunch of meth-headed, social deviants up here who gets all their money from the government. And my answer to that would be is if you were in a separate state, you'd have different rules. And the rules you'd have would be friendly to business, you'd have a port, you'd have all this stuff. It would change dramatically what happens up in Northern California. You'd have business, you'd have money.
You're right. You hit the nail on the head with that. I know, I believe it was Bruce Ross that had written something about that, about the state of Jefferson, and I remember, or it might even have been, well, somebody you were talking to, and you made a really good point, which was true, because the article was talking about how, you know, it wouldn't really change anything because we have all these laws. Well, yes, it would. You hit the nail on the head. We'd change those laws. Yeah, we'd change policy on how you do business.
Yeah. We'd no longer be under California laws.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Common sense prevails, my friend. But anyway, yeah, we'll be announcing that again. But Monday night, let's all talk about the state of Jefferson.
Let's do that. We got to run. Thanks, Terry. All right. Bye. We'll be right back after the news. Thank you.
Fox Business Network, a stronger-than-expected jobs report from the U.S. government is sparking a major rally on Wall Street. But stocks are pulling back slightly after data showing ISM non-manufacturing fell to its lowest level since July. The S&P hit a milestone, crossing the 1,600 mark. But at 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 130 points. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has approved using Samsung smartphone devices for its networks. The Galaxy S4 smartphone has become the first Android device to meet the security requirements of the U.S. government. Samsung is making a big push to enter the smartphone market for governments and enterprises, which have been dominated by Research in Motion's BlackBerry devices. And for all you comic book fans, it's time to get your cape on. Why? Well, because tomorrow is Free Comic Book Day. Some 2,000 stores worldwide will be giving away comic books featuring everything from Superman to the zombies of The Walking Dead. The annual event, which began in 2002, is held the first Saturday of May. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. This incredible deal expires this Friday. Go to proflowers.com and use the secret code MOM62. 100 colorful blooms guaranteed to stay fresh for at least a week for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code MOM62.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clare Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. Free entry forms online at ShastaDamboree.org. Then celebrate the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clare Angle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine and Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair at Clare Angle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDamboree.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Damboree this weekend.
3 little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek?
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:34 in the morning, it's 60 degrees. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're just talking about Bastiani Arms. They're, in Larkspur down there. You know, they're in the process, they're buying weapons too. You know, and they don't just sell, they also buy because it's, there's a good market. And, you know, say you want to trade that weapon in, they do consignments, or you want to sell that weapon and get another one. Let's go down and see John Bastiani. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts, and the service. The service is great. Locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and very service oriented. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. We're going to get the owner in here. He's getting ready to make a trip to Vietnam. Or back to Vietnam. And he's a Vietnam vet. And, he's going back to the group of people that this occurs on a regular basis where veterans who have fought in Vietnam go back and kind of visit the areas that they were at. And for a lot of people, it brings a lot of closure.
His stepdad's a Vietnam vet. He wrote his own personal story, and it's a great book. He wrote, and if anyone's interested in knowing his personal story, I have his book.
What's the name of the book?
Patrick Marshall, My Story.
My Story, Patrick Marshall, My Story. Okay. It's Susan Eastman. Susan's here. She's our co-host today on Friday because have you ever done this before?
No.
Are you sure? You've never hosted your own radio show?
Well, we did do, Saturday morning radio with KQMS for a while, an hour every Saturday.
Okay.
So I started there, but it wasn't long lived.
A lot of things aren't long lived over there.
Well, actually, there's a lot of tenure at our branch. 7 years to 30 years in the industry.
Well, no, I'm talking about with not you all.
Okay.
Having been relieved of duties from over at KQMS.
Okay. Anyway. We're still doing market minutes there, too.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Now, our guest today is Jeff Wurst. And, have Brian give me like 6 or 7 minutes here and we'll get into it. Jeff Wurst of Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. And I've known Jeff now, gosh, what's it been, 4 or 5 years?
Don't recall, actually.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time. And Jeff, you've got your windshield repair business is different than any other in town.
Very unique.
Okay.
I'm the only one north of Sacramento that basically does what I do. High quality, guaranteed windshield repairs done to the national industry standards. The national industry standards are put forth by ANSI. So we actually have ANSI standards in the industry now. And the only one that knows these standards exist and performs repairs to restore the structural integrity back to the glass, guaranteeing the windshield repair.
Now, you're not going to see you on the side of the road saying repair your windshield for $20, right?
Never.
You need a hermetically sealed vault. Okay, maybe not that much, but people need to bring the cars to you.
It needs to be in a controlled environment to do it properly. And given that, sometimes these things can be done outside. I did mobile service for 10 years, but it was a very valuable lesson what not to do if you want to succeed in business and have your longevity. I'm going on 20 years in business next month. It'll be my 20th anniversary of doing repair only. I do not do replacement, so I don't wish to do quick, cheap repairs and hope you come back with problems. Every guarantee in this business, almost nationwide, whatever town you go to, you'll find everybody does windshield repairs, and if it doesn't work, they'll guarantee it with a credit toward a new windshield. In other words, they make a higher profit if their work fails. That's why I don't and have never done replacements. Repair only, stand behind your work. Seldom when they're done correctly do they ever come back. And most people think of windshield repair as a little chip, star, bullseye, whatever it's described as, about the size of a quarter or smaller. Much bigger than that, almost everybody tell you it can't be done. I can do it. I've been doing it for a long time. Not only do I do larger than a quarter size stars, I can do long cracks. Most everybody will tell you, oh, no, long cracks can't be done. Some are telling you now up to 6 inches can be done. You call your insurance, they'll tell you no more than 6 inches can be done. 25 years, the technology's been out on the market. I've been doing this 20 years, longer than 6 inches.
I know that I had a 12-inch crack in my windshield and took it to you a long time ago, years ago. And you repaired it, and I have never had a problem with it.
Actually, we had a problem, and this is one of the very unique things about my business.
Have a problem?
It grew about an inch after I repaired it.
I didn't remember that.
I spotted it.
But I do now.
I got your truck back into the shop.
Yeah.
I did a re-repair on it, and it's been holding fine.
Yeah. I guess it did. I forgot that. So
I haven't.
Well, the reason I guess I forgot is because you saw it. You know, you came out, you checked, you said, bring it down, just check it, and I did. And you said, well, look, it's grown. You went back and repaired it. Now, that was years ago, too.
About 3 years ago,
yeah,
from what I recall.
Right. So, but you can take cracks up to, what, 25 inches?
Well, I advertised to 24 inches back in February. I don't do these very often, but I had a 35-incher that came in, and I did it very successfully. Customer was very happy.
You use a different kind of how do you do it? I mean, you say you need to be in a protected area, but let's take a quick break here. I want to hear how you do it and why it lasts, and then how people can get hold of you and get so they can come on down there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman. This is Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8 o'clock, Congressman Doug LaMoffa is going to be joining us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor, you know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily, and they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR, as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman. Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors comes in every morning, or talks to us every morning, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning. She and your merry band of
financial advisors.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Redding and all of the North State. They have got a car, truck, or SUV that you want. And it's your neighbors making great deals for you down at Redding Crown Motors. And their service department? Great. Second to none. Take your vehicle in there. They get it fixed, get it out, get it on the road, and it's safe again. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177 and let them give them a chance. If you're going to buy a vehicle, give them a chance. Jeff Wurst, who is a Redding, a Crackmaster windshield repair, is here. We're talking about his guarantees. Now, you have to, the type of epoxy you use, you've got to take it inside, you know, for protection. Is this correct? But it's not a two-day affair.
Exactly. And just to be clarified, it's not an epoxy.
That's just a term I use.
Right. And it's a general type of adhesive, industrial type polymer-based anaerobic type adhesive. But these are specially formulated for glass repair.
Okay.
And this is what gives me the unique ability to do long cracks versus anybody else, is I'm working with 9 different types of adhesives. Most of the other manufacturing companies that sell these repair kits are generally giving their technicians maybe 2 to 3 different adhesives, depending on what type of damage they're working on. With the exclusive formulation of these adhesives, these actually fill in the damage, and it's important for anybody that does windshield repair to fill in the damage 100%. Not halfway, not partway, not call it good. 100% in order to restore that structural integrity back to the glass. What we're doing is working on part of your vehicle's safety equipment. If it's not done right, what kind of bargain is that? You want your brakes done for a bargain price, but you only get half your pads? What's the point of doing a repair if it's not done properly to industry standards and guaranteed with something other than a greater profit for the shop?
Okay, and so when you guarantee if something does have it, like the crack that got bigger on my windshield, which mm-hmm. I had forgotten about because you fixed it immediately, they just bring it back down and you take care of it.
If it's safe to re-repair, I'm the only one almost across the country that will offer a re-repair as an option. If it's not safe to re-repair, I'm the only one that offers a money-back guarantee.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that, like I said, when Linda came in there with that crack that went across her windshield, mm-hmm. and you said, I can fix this, but you're not going to like it aesthetically. You could have done it. But you don't do that. You know what? You're a straight-up guy. And so, hey, if I can fix it, but this is what it's going to look like. If you don't like it, I'm not going to do this and charge you for something you're not going to like.
Part of the process is customer satisfaction. The biggest complaint of any windshield repair, almost again across the country, is the leftover visibility. Nothing is going to disappear 100%, although I come pretty close at times, never will it go away entirely. So the leftover, what I call residual visibility, is very important to the satisfied customer. If I don't think you're going to be satisfied with the results, I'm not going to try to sell you something you're going to be cussing at later on down the road.
Yeah, okay. How do people get a hold of you, Jeff? That's an important thing.
241-8373 or drop on by 3208 South Market Street, just south of the Good News Rescue Mission, straight across from Les Schwab Tires and the big blue and white building. There's another little tire store up at the north end of the building.
And you'll see a big sign that says
Crackmaster.
There you go. Jeff Wurst. Jeff, thanks a lot. We appreciate this.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, and one more time, just give the address again.
3208 South Market Street, 241-8373.
I can vouch for Jeff and his work, and of the people that I know of that I've sent down there all say the same thing, is that you can trust Jeff. He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of your car, your truck, whatever it is, and get it fixed, get it back on the road, and he guarantees it. He's a veteran, and he's done a lot for our community, too. I mean, I'm just going to pile that on there because it is true, Jeff. You do a lot for our community.
Well, I grew up here.
And I know you love it here, so.
I went to high school here. I was actually an RPD cadet back when they had the police station across the street. We had all of 5 cars in town.
Bob remembers that. Okay, Jeff Wurst, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The city of Shasta Lake continues the tradition and celebration of those who came to build our dam and stayed to build a dream with 3 full days of family fun and plenty of entertainment at the annual Shasta Damboree celebration this weekend. It all begins Friday when friends and family gather at the For Pete's Sake Cruise Night Poker Run and Barbecue at Clear Angle Park. Entry forms for the cruise can be found online or at the event. Saturday, it's Damboree Day with all-day entertainment, food, and craft fair. Pancake breakfast at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall is served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. Damboree Parade down Shasta Dam Boulevard starts at 10 a.m. free entry forms online at ShastaDanMarie.org. Then celebrate the City of Shasta Lake's 20th anniversary at Clare Eagle Park with live music, arts and crafts, food and drink. The first 800 attendees will receive free food and drink vouchers. Margaret Polk Park will host the Show and Shine at Auto Swap Meet. Sunday, enjoy the all-new Garden Fair in Clare Eagle Park featuring plants, seeds, antiques, pottery, and much more. For more information, go online to ShastaDanMarie.org or call 949-2759. The annual Shasta Danbury this weekend.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 a.m., Community Talk Radio for the North State. On Friday, we welcome Congressman Doug LaMalfa for an update of what's happening in Congress. The economy, sequestration, the military, illegal immigration. All these topics are on the table. That's Friday right here, KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State at 7:51 in the morning. Now I'm here with Susan Eastman, who's weather person today. Now I guess you can say weather girl.
I'm a weather lady.
Weather lady. Okay, and, get in tight to that.
Today, right now, the weather in Reading is 64 degrees. We have a sunny day starting out with a 92 high, northeast winds 6 to 11 miles per hour. And Carl said that's going to die down. He's a national weather expert.
I am. I can do it all. You know, the weather's always brought to you by Insomo Vineyards. Insomo Vineyards, beautiful. Tonight, I'm pretty sure there's music out there tonight. And, of course, the food is just magnificent, as are the views and the service. Give them a call at 474-5546 for reservations. Out there this for this evening, and of course brunches and dinners tomorrow night, and a brunch on Sunday. I tried their, almost anything they're serving out there is just great. And Insomo Vineyards, 474-5546. Okay, the stock market just hit a new record.
15,000.
Okay, we need to turn her up.
I have a very soft voice.
Yeah, okay. I know. Getting closer, and we'll turn you up. Okay, this is a new record.
This is a record high.
And what is that? What causes that? I mean,
there's psychology to investing, and the market is going higher because there's some positive reports.
Positive reports about the unemployment. Okay.
Earnings. Corporations have really put together solid profits, and they during the downturn they had to lay off a lot of people.
Right.
And they worked through that, and they're reporting more positive numbers. It is corporations are slowing. According to our growth, too, about 2.5%. And there's other positive things about manufacturing coming back to the U.S. Our labor costs are lower now versus China. Their labor costs are higher. We're doing some fracking.
But we're not on the same level as China. I mean, their prices, I mean, their cost of labor is really down. Just ours is starting to drop, which makes it
Labor costs.
Our labor costs.
So we can hire someone for
$12
an hour instead of $18 an hour, for example. So U.S. manufacturing is reversing course, and some companies are coming back to the U.S. because it's cheaper. The other thing that's a little positive too is, energy as far as U.S. oil companies, fracking is becoming a big thing in the U.S.
Now, fracking is where they go down.
Yeah, tool.
A special tool to break loose natural gas.
Right.
But there's a lot of people excited about fracking too.
Right. Some think it's not good for our environment.
Right. That it turns loose the gas into the water and stuff.
Right. So there's a lot of different positive things going on, and the market just wants to go higher.
And then
on the other turn, something will pull it down, just another headline. And that's what happens.
I remember when headline-driven market. Yeah, I remember when there was a tweet. Somebody had hacked into the Reuters, and they tweeted in there that White House bombed.
President Obama bombs
White House. And in other words, every word that would cause a computer to look at it, and the computers looked at it. And they immediately started selling.
Right.
I mean, is the computer selling?
Yes, there's a trigger for those kind of headlines.
And computers just sell.
Right. And then it was wrong, and then the market went back up.
Right. But for that, $150 billion changed hands in 2 minutes or something. And this is all based off of a computer.
Right. There's a lot to say
For some reason, I didn't realize that.
The stock market and the use
people.
Of computers, and it gets everyone nervous to be in the market.
So right now everybody's got confidence, but you're right. So
it feels good today, new high, but we know we still have things that are bothering us about the unemployment. We still have people that aren't working. And the true unemployment number might be the real unemployment number might be about 13%.
I think it's probably maybe even higher than that. You think about people that aren't working. The part that gets me is that we count people that have just stopped looking for work. Why have they stopped looking for? This is just a rhetorical question, but why have they stopped looking for work? I mean, is it they think they're never going to work again, and they stop?
They get used to a new environment at home, or they just feel that it's too stressful to look for work. You know, I did have a sister-in-law, and she was unemployed for 2 years. She finally got a job.
But she was looking.
She was. It was hard.
But she was still looking, though. I mean, there's some people that just quit looking, and they drop out of the numbers. Those are people that are, you know, it's kind of like almost an unseen group of people. You know, they talk about, well, these are people that have dropped out of the job market. Well, they're unseen then. Well, that's scary. Okay, Brian, you called in earlier about drones if you want to make that phone call and come back and talk a few minutes about that. You know what? When we go back to the stock markets again, it's because it's based on confidence when people push this up to 15,000. I mean, do people that work in the industry like yourself and Chris and the gang, do y'all get a little bit giddy when that happens?
Actually, we start feeling, that we need to be a little more cautious. We go against the herd. We realize that this is really a wonderful day, but we want to encourage our clients, investors to really take a look at their portfolio and review it and rebalance it if it's overweight in certain things. We want to take a peek. We don't want to just keep thinking it's up forever. So it's time to take a pause and be happy, but also review your portfolios.
Yeah, because now is the time you may want to readjust everything.
Right.
You know, frankly, I understand very little of this. And so I have all this, you know, people that can walk in and talk about this. Oh, yeah, we're looking at this, and this is over there. And, I mean, you're looking at sunspots and Tanganyika that could cause a problem in the communications industry, which could then cause a problem down in this factory right here who provides widgets to a cellular phone company. Do y'all do that? I mean, is that part of the research you do?
We do some research, but not as detailed as that.
Oh, you sure?
No.
I'm starting to lose faith now.
You're really great at your job, and
people. Yeah, I tell you, you'll get an argument out of that one.
As far as you have a great voice for radio, and you do a great job, and you're excited about being here. And we, in our environment, in our job, we also take pride in our work, and we are experts because we do it every day.
You know,
and that's what people should look for, the experts that can help them.
And that's what we say is Wall Street is a volatile place. And there are so many things going on that you, that the layman, even if you do a little bit of research, you don't know that, you know, I exaggerated with the sunspots, but there are things underlying that you as an expert, as in any business, are picking up on or you're following, and you can make a professional estimate of what this could mean in the future. And that's why it's important that you, if you're doing investments, that you talk to somebody that actually knows where all those little hidden things might be.
Right. You do get a sense of the market and you've been here for a long time, you know what to do.
All right. Hey, we're going to be back. Congressman Doug Amoffa should be giving us a call about 10 after. We're going to talk about everything. We'll be right back. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Milestone on Wall Street. The cross is another threshold, the Dow in a big rally after a better-than-expected jobs report. Fox Business Network's Dennis Neal's here live.
Dow 15,000. What took you so long? Stocks passing that key mark on the road to recovery from the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. And it isn't just the 30 stocks in the Dow. The S&P index of 500 giant companies also rising to a new record high. We were at Dow 6,800 in March 09. Even now, we're only 300 or so points above where we were before the meltdown. But the economy is in far better shape. Dave?
Yeah, the Dow at 15,005 now, Dennis. So what was this report? Unemployment fell to 7.5% with 165,000 jobs created in April, and 114,000 more were created in February and March than first reported.
February now revised up to 332,000 jobs added. That's the most jobs in any month since November of 2005.
Fox Business Network's Rich Edson. The Tsarnaev family wants Tamerlan to be buried in Boston. Meanwhile, the lawyer overseeing the Marathon Bombing Victims Fund tells the Boston Globe families of the dead could each get more than $1 million. People who lost a limb could get nearly $1 million or more. A wind-whipped wildfire keeps torching very dry Southern California.
The Springs fire is burning 8 miles north of Malibu. In 24 hours, it burned 15 square miles. Still strong, fast-moving, and burning out of control. 2,000 homes threatened, 15 damaged or destroyed. Overnight, 900 firefighters protected homes, cutting containment lines, trying to slow this fire down. Firefighters expect temperatures in the 90s, 40-mile-an-hour Santa Ana winds. The red flag warning remains in effect until 5 p.m. In Camarillo, California, William Lajeunesse, Fox News Radio.
A ruling from Iowa's Supreme Court that both spouses in a same-sex relationship must be named on a child's birth certificate, ruling in favor of a woman in a lesbian marriage who wasn't the birthing mother. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
The off-road just got roomier. The new John Deere Gator XUV 825i S4 has a convertible rear seat so you can fit four easily. In the battle of Gator versus asphalt, now you've got backup. Stop by your John Deere dealer and own the off-road.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today, or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Again, the Dow is surging over 15,000 for the first time on a better-than-expected jobs report. The White House says shows the economy keeps recovering, urging Congress to pass a plan to replace the sequester. House Speaker John Boehner agrees the numbers are good, but says President Obama must do more to help the economy. Now, the president's in Mexico. Then later, he'll hold talks in Costa Rica with Central American leaders. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Mexico City.
The president spoke to a youthful crowd at Mexico City's Anthropological Museum, telling them they live in a nation steeped in history but moving quickly into the future, and he urged people in both nations to look beyond stereotypes.
And in both countries, such distortions create misunderstandings that make it harder for us to move forward together.
The president drew large applause when he vowed to get comprehensive immigration reform passed, but he said a long-term solution is a growing and prosperous Mexico. The president meets with Mexican entrepreneurs before heading to his next and final stop, Costa Rica. Dave?
Mike, more than 70,000 are expected in Houston for this weekend's annual convention of the NRA. The gun rights lobby plans to celebrate its victory over gun control legislation on Capitol Hill. The Stones are ready to roll out on a big tour, starting in Los Angeles.
Tonight's show at the Staples Center officially kicks off the band's 17-date North American tour to mark their 50 years in the music business, and it's being called the biggest Rolling Stones tour in 6 years. The Stones last went on the road from 2005 to 2007, playing 144 shows globally and grossing more than $550 million. which was one of the world's most lucrative tours. The 50 and counting tour is also expected to bring in big bucks, with tickets selling for up to $600. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
It'll be 70 degrees in Bellingham, Washington today, so Christian Private School has given kids a Sunday, canceling classes. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman are our guest co-hosts today. It is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hey, Bad Bob, we've got a fire alert here.
Real quick here, the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for our area. That'll be continuing through 4 o'clock on Saturday. Means high winds, very dry conditions, unusual this early in the year, but please, be very, very careful. What a red flag warning means is that, fire agencies are gearing up for, extreme conditions, and even a small fire as we've seen in Southern California can get out of hand very, very quickly. So we're going to ask our listeners, please be extra careful. Don't go running the lawnmower today in the middle, you know, on, in that dry grass and things like that.
All right, Bob. Thanks a lot. Okay. Susan.
We're now ready for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. And with that, I'd like to introduce Christopher Lasondek. Our office.
Hello, Chris.
Chris?
Hello, Chris. Chris?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Susan. Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are sharply higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 173 points at 15,004. The S&P 500 adding 20 points at 1618, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 44 points at 3385. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 213 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Apple's up $6.14 at $4.51.65, Intel down 8 cents at $24.03, Microsoft adding 27 cents at $33.43, while Facebook is down 33 cents at $28.64. Of local interest, Costco up $1.50 at $110.19, North Valley Bank down 7 cents at $17.31, and Harley-Davidson up 69 cents at $54.85. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.72%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's up $1.78 a barrel at $95.77. And precious metals are mixed, with gold down $1.98 an ounce at $14.64.26, while silver's up 13 cents at $23.92. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 905 right here on KCNR. They're located down at Park Marina Drive, or give them a call at 530-243-7561. There's a lot of things going on in the stock market. You need guys and girls, men and women that follow this professionally and can give you the best advice. Wells Fargo advisors. Okay, let's go to Amy. Good morning. From Adamson's Peak Performance for our weekly health tip.
Good morning and happy Friday, guys.
Happy Friday to you, Amy. Are you a big smile on your face and are you healthy?
Oh, always, always. Especially today because it's Friday and I'm going out to Simpson College to participate in Kinder College, where we're going to teach a bunch of little kindergartners about fitness and nutrition. So it's going to be a lot of fun today.
Yeah, they can come over and just say, I don't know what you're talking about. Give me a cookie.
And you'll say, lift one right foot, and they'll lift their left foot.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, we got to keep the language kind of simple, but it'll be a lot of fun. And speaking of kids, that's what I want to talk about today. You know, a lot of us have kids or grandkids, and I want to make sure that even the rules that you're trying to apply to yourself for your own health, you apply to your kids and grandkids. So that means that in the morning, when you're making sure you have a protein and a healthy carbohydrate, like a whole grain cereal or a whole grain bread, and you're having your protein like an egg, or you're having a high-fiber cereal, that making sure you have your fruit, too, make sure your kids have a smaller version of that. Don't send them to school with the high-sugary cereals while you're eating on a healthy plan. See what I'm saying? So make sure your kids are matching what you're doing, but realize they're tiny and they're smaller. so their portions are going to be smaller. For their lunches, try not to put chips and cookies and those kind of things in their lunches. Put nuts and more trail mix things with raisins. Maybe you could put a couple of chocolate chips in their trail mix. But get them eating more healthier snacks. Put some carrots in there. Always put a fruit in there. And making sure that they're eating healthy at lunchtime, too. And then at dinner, same thing. Make sure they're having a good, healthy protein and a good amount of vegetables. And you might have to try a couple different vegetables because kids can be kind of picky. But you find the ones that they like, and then you make sure that they get to help pick it out, maybe help prepare it. The whole point is don't try to keep foods in the house that are just for the kids, that are garbage snack foods just for the kids. Think of red light, green light, and red, yellow, and green lights. Okay, you want to, there's red light foods we don't want to keep in the house. That's like the ice creams and the cookies. Yellow light foods would be things that you could eat once in a while, as long as you don't overdo it. And then green light foods you want to have lots of. That's a lot of the fruits and the vegetables and the healthy proteins. So take the kids grocery shopping. Let them help pick the healthy foods. Let them know that the yellow and the red light foods can be picked once in a while. But don't use food as a reward for kids. Let them learn how to eat healthy just by watching you and by participating in those healthy habits too.
Okay, Amy. My gosh, there's all this health at one time.
I know.
So do you, what kind of bark do you usually put in their little lunches?
My kids get, they get nuts and they get carrots usually.
No bark?
And, no bark.
Bark from redwood trees that you grind it up a little bit so they can mulch on it?
Well, hey, at least I got high fiber.
There you go. Hey, high fiber is good for you. Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, and Amy, it's good seeing you the other night there. And,
oh, absolutely. It was a pleasure seeing you guys.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
All right. That was Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance with our weekly health tip, and we'll be right back after these messages.
So you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and my guest co-host today, Susan Eastman. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. You know, Mike Huber and the guys down at Estate Granite can do outstanding work. Kitchens, bathrooms, outside, you name it, they can do it. They design it, they build it, they put it in. No worries about that. And they're very cost conscious of everything they do. Mike Huber and Estate Granite, give them a call at 530-241-7866. Well, as I said, Susan Eastman is my guest co-host from Wells Fargo. But our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. How is, what's the weather like back in D.C.?
I don't know. I'm home.
Oh, well, welcome home. Maybe I should have known that. I didn't know. I know I've seen you. I've seen you on the news, but I thought that you were heading back again.
That's next week. We've been out here in the district this week for running up to the mountain counties later today. We've got a lot of fire danger out there and such. And,
yeah, we just announced red flag out there, so you might want to be careful. Hey, what's everybody saying, Congressman? Because I know you're having town hall meetings, you're going out and seeing a lot of people. What's their concerns?
Well, we did one a couple nights ago. We did it in conjunction with Senator Jim Nielsen up above Paradise down in Magalia.
Uh-huh.
And those folks are worried that they're paying more in this fire tax, for example, getting less service because the state of California is shifting the money of what they pay towards other things that aren't public safety related. So that's huge. And then as you look around the valley here, it's already brown with the fires that have started. You know, we got a huge fire in of the Butte-Tehama County border over here, the Panther Fire, they're calling it. So, you know, it goes back to what we've been fighting for a long time. We're still doing D.C. is intelligent forest management, which actually means you have to go out and do something in it instead of just blocking people out of it. So that's a huge priority. And as these fires, it's going to be a rough fire season. It's already started in Southern California, up here, and with the lighter rainfall we've had this year, I just shudder for what we could be in for.
We have already started seeing smoke in areas, and it seems like a little bit early for that. That's for sure.
You remember 2008 when there was a whole bunch going on in Trinity and all around Northern California, but Trinity had it the worst. And I was actually up in Redding that morning when the lightning was striking. I could see it just to the west of town there, and wow, this is really going to be a doozy, and it sure was. It was brown. Air was brown all the way down in Sacramento where I was at the assembly, and I would just point to my colleagues out there, see that? That's your forest management policy right there.
Well, we're getting ready to go through a tour of Sierra Pacific, one of their factories, the one down in Anderson. And everything they do is they recycle everything, including the sawdust and all the lumber and everything that goes back in they burn it. They get power off it. They use it to heat the water for the steam for curing the lumber, the whole shooting match there.
It's very impressive the way they have the way a log is sized up by a laser pointer and everything that can size up and assess the best value, the best way to cut that log, and then every bit of it is used for something. That's exactly right.
Yeah. One of the things that's going on, if we can shift gears a little bit, I was talking to a friend of mine back from Northern Virginia, and he says Northern Virginia started to look like a ghost town up there since sequestration hit. A lot of all the contractors, military contractors, a lot of other people, it looks like they're getting ready to lay off some GS people. Is sequestration, is it starting to ramp up even more right now, Congressman?
Some of it is starting to take more effect, yes, but, we kind of have to, especially with what's coming out of the White House on it, that, they're trying to hype it as much as they can and have it be twisted where it makes the worst possible stories in the news. And, the day we left, last Friday, we put through a provision to change the flexibility that the FAA needed in order to keep air traffic controllers from being furloughed, you know, because we thought that would have a very detrimental effect on airline safety as well as people's travel as, you know, summer approaches here, you know, at graduations and all that. So the flight delays are starting to happen, and, you know, I think the administration is trying to use the things people care about as a hostage situation instead of applying, you know, a tiny reduction in the size of the growth of federal spending. This isn't obviously that big of a deal, but it's $85 billion out of $3.5 trillion, and it's slowing the rate of increase of spending. I mean, it's really pathetic putting it down to it.
Yeah. Hey, Congressman, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, we have people on the line wanting to ask you some questions. So stay with us, and we'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Carl Bott, and Susan Eastman. We're here from Free Fire Radio.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are glad to see people starting to go back to work. Mowing and weed eating seems to be an every weekend battle. So stop by and pick up some ethanol-free 93. And don't forget to bring in your barbecue bottles. We also have 1s and 2 gallons for all the folks in the city limits. We have log and shake and 5-gallon pails for all the wooden fences and decks. With all the nice weather, now might be a good time to have a tune-up on your kerosene heater or think about trading up to a new one. If so, give Johnny a call. If you need red off-road diesel for the tractor, we have 5 or 55-gallon barrels. Stop by, got everything from tubes of grease to bulk oil, gas, and fuel. We do it all at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. In Corning, see Robin, Michelle in Weaverville, and the rest of us at the Redding plant. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. Been providing natural spring water to our customers in Northern California, and their customers of Northern California, Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water is drawn from protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, always clean, always pure. You can find out more by giving them a call at 800-922-6227 or visit them at mountshastaspringwater.com. Our guest today is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman, are we still got you?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, obviously you're heading out. We're going to keep the congressman as long as his cell holds out, which who knows how long that's going to be. But let's go to the
we're on our way to school. This segment always seems to fall during the time to go to school, so that's why we have these challenges.
Well, we're very much an educational station here. That's probably why. We've got a caller, Dustin. Good morning, Dustin.
Yes, how you doing?
Fine. Have you got a question for the congressman about gun legislation?
Yeah, with the new proposed legislation coming out in California, I was just wondering, when is it looking like those are going to come up for vote, seeing that we have a super, seeing that the Democrats have a supermajority? When are those looking to come up to vote?
I don't follow the calendar of state legislation as closely since I'm not there, but that stuff is going to start hitting the Public Safety Committee and maybe the Judiciary Committee, and I actually call it the Public Endangerment Committee, the way they act there. But it's moving through the process, and I'm really, really worried about what California is going to do because, as you mentioned, it is that two-thirds supermajority in both houses, and the only moderating force is Governor Brown on this thing. So will he sign all of them as they go through, or will he veto a couple for show? And it's just hard telling where it's going to go. But it's horrible legislation. And, you know, even though we're doing the fight in Congress and having some pretty good success beating back a lot of bad things and putting forward some good ones, I come home to a state that's really messed up. I shudder, man.
And Dustin, I tell you what we're going to do is we're going to have either one of our assemblymen or a senator in from California, but also gun owners, because there is your concerns about the gun legislation are very, very real, as are all of us. And so we're going to have a show devoted to that because, frankly, what they've stopped at the national level, it's even worse right here in California.
Yeah, my good pal Sam Paredes on there, he'd make a great show for you there.
Right.
And Safari Club is going to be in town tomorrow night up there, too. So that's a group that's really devoted for the hunting rights, gun rights as well. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just coming at us from all angles in this crazy state. When the legislature has a priority making it where boys can go into girls' bathrooms and just about everything else under the sun, I can't even make a joke out of that, you know?
I don't know. Hey, Dustin, thanks for the phone call. And we're going to have one of those that's going to be just for that. But, you know, that's a good question, Congressman. Just, hey, what the hell's going on here? It's just I'm getting the feeling is that we're getting inundated with so much stuff from the national but state level is that people are starting to just – they're starting to – you know, there's so much input. And so many things are changing that I don't think people even know how to react to this anymore.
Well, yesterday was a national day of prayer, okay? And I'll just say it, we're a country that's moved away from that. We're moving as rapidly as we can towards immorality and just decadence that we're seeing the fruits of that. And, you know, every time there's some major announcement about, you know, I'm not even going to go there, but It's just glorified, and people that are actually solid citizens that have moral values are made ridicule, and this is all biblical stuff. So I'm just, if the country wants to turn itself around, government's not going to fix it. It's going to be a people, a moral people that does it, and that's what the founders born 230 years ago. You know, that we have a republic if we can keep it, and It takes a moral people to run this country. Otherwise, you have to have one that has totalitarian control in order to make people obey laws that they won't do themselves because they're guided by a higher force.
Yeah.
Right?
Congressman, we got just a couple minutes here before I have to take a break. The Republicans have started initiatives on illegal immigration, how to get that handled. Latest from Congress, from your side.
I'm pretty skeptical about what I'm hearing coming out of the Senate so far. It's you know, this pathway thing. I mean, there already is a pathway, and we're rewarding bad behavior from what I can see. But we have to control the border.
That's the bottom line. We just have to make sure that if whatever happens is that we don't have a porous border that allows anybody in that wants to go.
Yeah, the first thing is we have to have the numbers controlled on the border before we can talk about any other aspect of that. Otherwise, we're getting sold a bill of goods.
Well, that's what happened last time. You know, Reagan with his amnesty there, nothing stopped, you know, people from coming across, and it's like four times as bad. But, so you don't show a lot of, are the, does Congress have, the House of Representatives, do you all have a plan, in the making, to, address this question?
Well, we're kind of waiting to see, since all the momentum is over on the Senate, and that's where all the force is, and they have a bipartisan group, blah, 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 all that, you know. But, and there's some good people on there. Marco Rubio's a good guy, but, you know, it's not secure enough for our country.
Okay.
Or our sovereignty, from what I'm picking up on it. All so, right. You know, I won't pass judgment until they put out something that we have to deal with.
All right. Okay, Congressman, we've got to take a break for the news. I hope we still have you on the other side there. I know you're getting up into the hills. But we'll be right back. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The Dow hits 15,000, a little below that now, but still a first on Wall Street on news from the Labor Department.
Employers added a better than expected 165,000 jobs to the economy in April. Hiring was also much stronger in the previous 2 months than the first thought. The gains trimmed the unemployment rate to 7.5%. That's a four-year low. The Labor Department report showed the job market is improving despite higher taxes and government spending cuts.
Fox Business Network's Diane Macedo. The father of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects tells Fox he wants his older son buried in Boston. A funeral home has taken Tamerlan Tsarnaev's body from the coroner's office.
Multiple reports say that the Tsarnaev brothers originally planned to launch their attacks on the 4th of July, but they finished their bombs early. Officials say the planning showed clear premeditation, including the decision to target the finish line.
That's Courtney Keeley. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mix is suitable for all lifestyles, and family members are available at Haven and waiting for a new home. Pit bulls are generally energetic dogs and love to play, chase balls, and go on walks or runs. The breed is highly trainable and eager to please. Stop by the Morgan Adoption Center at Haven Humane Society to meet our pit bulls and find the one that's right for your family. If you already have a pit bull mix that has not been fixed, Haven's low-cost spay-neuter clinic is offering 20% off surgery during the month of May. Haven is located at 7449 East Side Road in Reading, or call 241-1653 for more information.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Take a walk on the wild side with your favorite canine friend on June 4th at Haven Humane Society's third annual Dogathon. This 5K walk for the animals includes Hennigan's spinning frisbee canine team, doggy personality contest, and agility course. Visit the arts and crafts booths, microchipping, rabies vaccines, dog licenses, and more. Bring family, friends, and your favorite canine. Join us to help the shelter animals. Call 241-5262 to register or go online to havenhumane.net. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Community talk radio for the North State. It is 8:35 in the morning. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Head on down there. Great, great haircuts and a lot of fun when you're down there talking to the guys down there and the other guys. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You can take a right. There it is. Okay, our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. If he is still within cell range. Congressman, are you still there?
I think we're wall-to-wall cell tower now,
okay.
Sir.
Am I hearing the sound of like a Shelby, you know, Mustang or something going down the road there?
Yeah, you're hearing Ford V8 power nestled into a Mustang, yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Hey, Congressman, when we were talking, we talked about illegal immigration and, you know, plans on for that. Benghazi keeps, you know, it's starting to come back up again. And I know the administration has been trying to push this under the carpet and keep trying to push it away further and further. Benghazi, what's the latest on that?
Well, Congressman Darrell Issa says, you know, he runs he's the chair of the government oversight committee there. And, you know, people are thinking is not enough happening here. There's plenty going on behind the scenes on that. There's legal aspects of it that have to be kept because of the way the legal system works. Some of that has to stay behind. But he and that committee are very dedicated towards keeping that moving forward because, you know, we have some good people who lost their lives on that due to inaction and, it seemed like Mrs. Clinton was out to lunch on that as well. So so we have to know. The public demands, it's right for us to know on that. So it's not being brushed under the rug in any fashion. We're going to be all on top of that. Okay.
Well, what happened to those 20 people that were rescued that day? Nobody seems to know who they are or what happened to them. Are they being called as witnesses at all?
Well, there's a big public push to not have them be suppressed in this, and you know the administration is starting to say, well, we're not trying to suppress anybody, but the net effect of the people downhill from them is that they're still not opening that door. So eventually that door is going to get cracked open, but we don't know how much they're going to try and hide or redact or what have you. It's really disgusting that this is the way our government's being run, and that we have to have 3 3/4 more years of this.
The latest in that you're working on, the latest project you're working on that can affect jobs and what's happening out here in the North State. Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I think everything we're trying to do in our conference is bring back the atmosphere of jobs and economic activity in the country here. So when we're talking about trying to balance the budget and not deficit spending, you know, trying to narrow that gap and get it done over a period of time, that opens up the whole works for entrepreneurs and for people that would invest and have confidence. You know, trying to limit the EPA, trying to limit all these entities out there that make a person who's in business making their life miserable, that's a big part of it. But on a more local level here, again, it comes back to what we can do on the committees I'm on. I'm on the Ag Committee and the Natural Resources Committee. And so much of what we're doing is not really on the pro side. It's just trying to beat back regulations and overreach of government that's already made it nearly impossible. We wouldn't have this fire danger nearly as much as we do if we could have had better forest management all this time. And so we're working on other measures that allow flexibility in the workplace. See you later. And So my other colleagues were bringing that forward. So it's just a great big package of trying to cause an atmosphere that people that want to invest and work in that area of job creation will do so. Government has been just a big wet blanket, a big damper on this at all levels. And it's federally we can get these things done. California, I really fear for it because the whole agenda is more about this green jobs and green buildings and all this, which we already have.
Well, you know, the, we've got to take another break here for a minute, Congressman. You know, the part about Obamacare, it seems to be, you know, gathering steam, but we're getting a lot of problems out here that the Medi-Cal is going to, is so underfunded that people and are going to stop taking Medi-Cal. They may change it over to something else, but doctors, all the doctors that we have talked to out here are saying, you know, when it comes to Obamacare that, we're just not going to, we can't afford to take these people because they're not going to pay us anything. And they're afraid that they're going to be forced to take patients. That's going to cost them money. Instead of it, you know, at least being reimbursed for just the basic cost. But
doctors have to make a bottom line too, and a certain amount of Medi-Cal they do is pretty much charitable work for them, and that goes with clinics, it goes to some level at hospitals, and even ambulance services. You know, everybody's doing semi-voluntary charitable work with this because they're good people, but the state of California keeps nipping it back and back, and basically. It's kind of like a mob operation to say, hey, we're going to have you do these patients here. We're going to have you see them, but we're only going to pay you 20 or 30% of the cost it takes to see them. So how long can that model work? And we want to add Obamacare to that?
Well, that's it. Is the Obamacare on the, I'm talking to some restaurateurs and the impact it's having on people that, some groups are exempted from it. But the big part is that, in one of our schools out here, the cost of their insurance, their health insurance went up $100,000 for 97 members. And now they're having to pay, they get no extra type of health care. But all the people that aren't in that group they're going to have to start paying fines on them, which they said is cheaper than getting them into medical care is just pay a $3,000 fine.
Which is kind of an insidious way of moving everybody towards government single payer anyway. When this thing blows up, then with that vacuum being created, it'll be said, well, let's just go ahead and go all the way to single payer, which means completely run by government, where right now they're trying to tell you, you remember the president saying, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. Yeah, what are you going to have left when there's no choice amongst doctors and places to have healthcare services met? And it's another disaster in the making here. And we all foresaw that just a few years ago it was coming, and unfortunately it's all coming true. So we're hoping we can beat this back with, not funding it right now. They were complaining because in our continuing resolution, we didn't put in there the $2 billion to get it started or continue it. And, we're seeing that with the exchanges in each state and the states that are doing them, that they're not going to be nearly at all close to the deadline it's going to take to have something in place by January 1, where these things have to be pretty much ready to go in October to do that for people to sign up. So this ought to be a textbook example of why you don't give government more responsibility.
Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's back in the area. We're talking about Obamacare. We talked about the state of the union up there and illegal immigration that, our economy. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things that are going on up there in D.C. that he sees, that have to do with veterans and veterans issues. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Find Anytime Fitness next to Holiday Market in West Reading and join for a dollar on May 7th through the 9th.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
The federal government is calling the Utah prairie dog an endangered species. Despite the fact there's an overpopulation of these creatures in much of Utah, they're damaging private property, but the property owners can't touch them. Iron County, Utah, public defender Matt Munson will tell us how Utah is fighting back this week on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman here. 71 degrees out there, 8:46 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Did you know Orchard Nutrition has the largest in-store deli around here with healthy foods, and they are the largest selection, have the largest selection of natural food supplements and health and beauty products, and the North State Nutrition experts over there at Orchard Nutrition. They're all friendly. They all know what they're talking about. Head on over there and get the right advice. You can buy all the food you want, raw milk, everything, at 221 Locust Street. Or give them a call at 530-244-9141. Our friends over at Orchard Nutrition.
Very close to our office.
It is, right down the street from you all.
They do have great sandwiches.
They do, and they're all like natural foods and good for you.
Very good.
Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and do we still have you, Congressman? Are you still out there in the netherland of cell phones?
Appears that we
I'm still doing good. How
okay,
are you doing?
Okay, great, Congressman. You know, Congressman, I just saw in the paper and talked about it a little bit that VA people, their senior executives in the Veterans Administration, were not going to get their bonuses this year because the backlog in the VA cases had gone up to, you know, over a million, and these guys were getting paid to bring down the numbers. And I didn't realize that government employees could get bonuses like that.
Well, if we had a system that rewarded good performance, we would probably all agree that might be a good idea. But I don't know very many people in Washington D.C. that deserve bonuses for in pretty much any area, especially the Obamacare implementers there. But in our district offices and even some in D.C., almost 50% of our phone calls are people that are having an issue with VA. You know, our veterans that are just want their questions answered. What's my status? What is my what amount of permanent disability or what have you am I entitled to after my service overseas? You know, we got Vietnam vets are dealing with. We got Korean vets that have to battle with this sometimes here. Our World War II guys. I mean, you know, it's really sad that they have to call their congressional office in order to get an answer, and my a couple of my staffers worked a lot of time on this, and they've settled over 120 cases. They just reported to me a couple of days ago on this that it took them making the call. So, yeah, I don't think any bonuses are warranted right now, and that just getting the caseload down is when they're doing it by attrition. That's pretty sick, really.
Yeah, as the people are dying off. But, and that's what we're saying is there something that, can there be a bill introduced that says you know what, that the Veterans Administration will put enough people on this to drop the caseloads or the backed up caseloads by half by a certain date?
One of my colleagues from Michigan, Dan Benishek is his name. I talked to him about that once in a while where, you know, what's going on here? He's worked in veterans. I'm not on the committee, unfortunately, but, it's a matter of we have so many returning veterans now with these overseas, wars that are winding down or have been winding down. And we have to be able to have a way to process and get them through in a manner that's commensurate with the much increased load. And so, I couldn't tell you what the numbers are on how much that has been ramped up in the last few years to meet that load. I would like to assume that they have anticipated that and are working through it, but it looks to me like from our volume of calls and casework on that, it's not meeting the mark. So yes, you're right. If, there needs to be a very, sober assessment of what would it actually take to properly see them. And then when veterans that have been home for quite a while say, yeah, I've been waiting 10 or 12 years for an answer, my jaw just drops. I was down at a Nevada City event here, or Nevada County event the other day, and a fellow walked up to me, yeah, it's been 12 years, so we still don't have an answer. Like, really? So, I mean.
No, unfortunately, that's not unusual. We have a lot of people out there. That's, you know, with this, you know, they don't hire the people to take care of the caseloads. It's just getting worse instead of better. I tell you what, Congressman, let's not leave on a low note here. Give us some good news here before we turn you loose.
Yes, well,
there must be something.
We live in the United States of America, okay?
Well, that's good.
We have the best opportunity.
That's real good.
Yeah, the best opportunity to expand and export freedom around the world. But our people, we have to pay more attention on what it is and who it is we're voting for in the process, because that's the way we're going to do it, unless you want, you know, to go to anarchy or something like that. But in the election process, if we don't do better, then we're sentencing our country to its demise. I mean, I'm really worried right now because, you know, on your newscast a little bit ago, it mentioned that the stock market is up to 15,000, right? Well, I don't know very many people whose real lives feel like they're at 15,000, you know, so you can get my analogy there.
Yeah.
This doesn't really translate to opportunity when the government is doing what it does. And EPA hasn't been reined in, Department of Labor, you know, they're trying to kill the jobs of Boeing, for example, building aircraft in South Carolina. I don't feel at all like we're in a place in the state of California, especially, or the federal government, where we're at 15,000. We have much to do to open the door, but we can do it when we bear down. That's why I like when our folks like that want to step out and be volunteers, whether it's the Tea Party movement or just getting involved in elections. This is people waking up to that. And so that's what gives me optimism, is that all of those folks coming together to help people like me as their elected representative. You know, I don't know it all. I don't have all the ideas in the world, all the answers. I just bring the sense that, I've been raised with and experienced in my job in the government previously to that, and I look for input. I need to have a lot more humility and openness with the people that are in charge of our government. And when I experience, like I have in D.C., that when you get into a committee, for example, you know, we're actually very serious about talking about energy and about expanding hydropower and other opportunities to generate energy in our western states. And when the folks on there, all they can do is run.
Hey, Congressman, we have just about lost you on that one. But
they're just trying to make political points, saying how great the administration is doing. Okay. Like, can we come to a consensus here on what is going to be good for our economy and for the people? So I'm still optimistic we can do it, but it's awful tough.
Great. Congressman Doug LaMalfa, thank you so much for being with us today, Congressman.
I thank you for having me on.
And our regular
update. Everybody, you know, just dig in and do that little bit extra of being part of your community here, and we'll succeed, okay?
Absolutely. You take care, Doug.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Susan Eastman, we'll be right back.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last two-minute segment here. Carl Bott and Susan Eastman has been my guest co-host today. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Great prices. Veterans always get discounts. What can I say? They've been a community stable for, well over 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Following the show, of course, is Outside the Wire. And we're talking doppelgangers, which are people that we've got two different kinds here. Some are saying they're from the other side of the moon and their aliens have come down to Earth. Others are saying there's a schism and there's a break on the planes, you might say, and people walk through. That's your exact double.
Whoa.
Yeah. Did you think about that, Susan?
No.
Do you have an exact double?
I have a twin.
You have
across the United States with my name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, Susan Eastman has been my guest co-host. And you know what? Susan is our, part of the Wells Fargo advisor team. And have you had a good time today?
I have had a good time. Remember my trivia question I was going to ask you?
Okay, I'm ready.
How many baby boomers are retiring every day?
10,000.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's because you gave me the answer. I mean, before I said a million and you went,
So with that, many don't have a retirement plan.
Uh-huh.
Haven't thought about it. So it's, if you need help, just call us up at Wells Fargo Advisors, and we can help you with a plan. When you have a plan, you usually stick to it and have financial success.
Okay. 243-7561. Hey, thanks a lot for stopping by today.
Had fun today.
Yeah, good. You know, it's a lot of things, different things happen here. We try to make it easy.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, tomorrow, of course, we've got, oh gosh, the first part of like 18 shows that starts at 6 in the morning and goes till 3 in the afternoon, and Sunday from 7 till 2. We're introducing a new show. You're going to love this. You're going to love this show. It's a herbologist, and he's got all types of great ideas following Living on Purpose. So that's Sunday morning. We'll see you then. Next week, start off with Enjoy. We've got the Sheriff. We've got so many things going on next week. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
L.A. now threatening 4,000 homes.
They said you could shelter in place, but it's kind of pointless. Let them fight it.
15 homes damaged since the fire started yesterday in Ventura County. It's grown to more than 15 square miles, fanned by Santa Ana winds. At this point, 10% contained. A milestone day on Wall Street in a rally driven by a better-than-expected jobs report. Fox Business Network's Lauren Simonetti here live.
Lisa, 165,000 jobs created in April. The unemployment rate falls to 7.5%, and previous month's job creation numbers revised higher. That's fueling gains on Wall Street, where history is in the making. The Dow hits 15,000 for the first time. It comes 6 years after the Dow touched 14,000. The S&P 500 jumps above 1,600. 13 years after 1500. Lisa?
Lauren, thanks. For now, the Dow has slipped back below 15K. It's up 152 points. President Obama.